Mike Tomlin today made it official for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I'm not sure how well kept this secret was, but Russell Wilson, who they gave every opportunity to win the starting job throughout camp in the preseason, Wilson will be their starter. Justin Fields will back him up. This was always likely. It does not change how I feel, though, Danny. I think Fields still ends up starting more games than Russell Wilson this year because I don't think the Steelers are going to be that good. They're going to try to keep Tomlin's streak alive without having a losing season as the head coach. But inevitably, I think they turn it over to Fields, and because neither of them is a great quarterback, maybe they just have him run around and try to be the hardest offense to defend possible, and that might be with his legs making defenses go 11-on-11.
Yeah, you add an Arthur Smith to that equation, finally updating their offensive coordinator position somewhat from a guy that got some pretty good results, frankly, out of folks in Tennessee over the years. And you've got some bones that are pretty decent, right? I know Jalen Warren's a bit banged up, but Najee Harris, I mentioned Warren is a good scat back out of the backfield. George Pickens, who's got some talent. So it's not like that's the cupboard's completely bare. To me, they're best served, as you said, a bit more read option playmaking, kind of a poor man's Baltimore, doing it that way with a dynamic quarterback in Justin Fields, than you would be with whatever Russell Wilson has left. He's one of the guys I was all-time dead wrong about in terms of Wilson. I go, it's a bad situation in Seattle. He needs a change of scenery. He needs a time machine and that also to have a positive effect on his body. He can't be Russell Wilson going back in time now. He needs to somehow jump back into younger Russell Wilson because that guy's not walking through the door.
While the Steelers are probably built to be offensively like an 8 or 9 win team, their defense is actually really good enough that they could be a playoff team. It's kind of the same situation they're in most years. They've got a defensive player of the year, nominee year in and year out, and T.J. Watt on their defensive line. Cam Hayward, who's going to be a Hall of Famer, still plays at a Pro Bowl level. They got some other guys on that side of the ball, like Minkah Fitzpatrick, like Joey Porter Jr., who are going to be really good for a long time. My problem with Pittsburgh, though, is the weaponry. Everybody acts like George Pickens is a number one. And let's say I'm wrong and he actually is that, and that's what he becomes. They got nobody else at wide receiver. Deontay Johnson's in Carolina. They traded him. Van Jefferson and Calvin Austin are their starting wide receivers at the beginning of the year with George Pickens. Now, at tight end, Pat Freiermuth is fine. They drafted Darnell Washington, who's proven to be more of a blocker than a receiver so far in the third round, who's a huge guy. I just don't see good weapons. And if you add that to a bad quarterback situation, you get a really bad offense.
Mm-hmm.
There's really no way around that. With all due respect to Arthur Smith, I mean, you are trying to make filet mignon at a hamburger helper, and that is not easy to do. But I think naming Wilson the starter was just inevitable. They'll eventually play Fields as well, and it's going to be probably a step backwards for them this year. The thing even more of a problem than their personnel, though, is the division.
Yeah. Buzzsaw. Baltimore, best division awesome. In the sport.
Cincinnati, really good. Cleveland, very solid. Three teams, all could be in the playoffs. Heck, all could make runs to the conference championship game, and I don't think it would really surprise anybody that much. So that's the issue for Pittsburgh.